Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1965, a 22-year-old student, Diane Newell Meyer, joined an anti-war rally at the University of Oregon. She had written a slogan on an envelope and attached it to her sweater. The slogan was, "Let's make love, not war." The girl in the phrase caught the eye of a Eugene Register Guard photographer who snapped a picture that he believed circulated nationally. A New York Times Magazine story on the rally said, "A pert co-ed decorated her sweater with a card that carried the sensible entreaty, 'Let's make love, not war.'" The slogan appeared in the April 25, 1965 edition of the Register Guard and the May 9th edition of the New York Times Magazine. Within weeks, it showed up on thousands of Mother's Day buttons printed in Chicago. Newell Meyer told the Mail Tribune in 2010, "It just popped into my head. I remember I started giggling when I wrote it. There is no way to prove it, but I think I'm the person who invented the phrase. I haven't been able to find it anywhere else before that time." Newell Meyer lives today in Ashland, Oregon, where she earned a master's degree in environmental studies at Southern Oregon University. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.